Dogs, Carolyn Streho, The Beggars, The Zots, Dude, and more. Come celebrate with us at our official record release party, Saturday, December 8th, at the Outer Limits Lounge. Performing live on this killer triple bill will be The Mugs, Dude, and The Beggars. Admission is only a $5 donation, and our record will be available for sale for only $14. This is an event you won't want to miss. Outer Limits Lounge is located at 5507 Kniff in Detroit near Hamtramck. For more information, go to outerlimitslounge.com, whfr.fm, or call WHFR at 313-845-9676. See you at our Motor City Gems record release party Saturday, December 8th. WHFR, the station that truly supports local and independent music.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford College. Henry Ford College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
And speaking of local artists, this is live from Studio J, and we have in studio with us Bear Trap. They were, was it July when you guys were back in here? I can't remember what month it was. Uh-oh. I think we're having some issues here. I can't really hear him. We're just piecing things together. They just finished with the sound check, and we were listening before the top of the hour.
I'm just fine. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, there's nothing coming through here. For me. Let's see here. We're going to get this worked out here in just a second. Can you guys hear me now? I'm getting nothing here. There we go. You know, there's... Alan's a lot more professional than I am. I pressed the wrong button for it. Right, there we go. All right. Got too many buttons here. Anyways, so July, June, when was it?
I think it was like July 6th or something, if I remember correctly. It was like right after 4th of July.
Yeah, it was sometime around there. And you guys did a great job. And as soon as Tristan, okay. Tristan. As soon as you reached out to me and like asked to come in, I was like, absolutely. Like, you guys did a phenomenal job last time. I'm happy to have you guys back in the studio. And you're doing a show tonight, and then you're going on, are you having like a small little tour? Just kind of going around town?
Yeah. Tonight we're at Spread Art. It's in Woodbridge, which is a little area right down by Midtown, at a place called Spread Art. It's on Rosa Parks Boulevard.
I want to talk about them in a little bit because I was trying to look up some information about them. They seem like a pretty cool place. But anyways, you want to get into some music?
Yeah.
All right, what's the first song we're going to hear?
The Moose Lodge, The Moose Lodge by our bassist, Jeff Cooney.
Cool. Whenever you guys are ready.
We'll be right back.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. We have Bear Trap in studio for Live for Studio J. And you said the bass player wrote that one, right? How about we go around the room, introduce ourselves a little bit?
I'm the bass player, Jeffrey Cooney. I wrote that last one and a couple other. We all contribute.
Okay. Over on drums. My name is Stuart Lyons. I play the drums. And next person.
Tristan Capel. I play woodwinds.
Jason Didier, I also play woodwinds.
I'm David Dunham, I'm the guitar player, and I also do electronic stuff.
Electronic stuff, what does that mean?
various things.
Well, you guys sound great. Again, thank you guys for coming back. Now, what is the Spread Art Place? And am I getting this right that it's kind of it's a place for artists to kind of develop themselves a little bit, kind of almost like a retreat?
So they commission artists, I think, to not only live there, but they bring in international, national, and local artists to do their own projects. It's a very open space, a very welcoming environment for artists of all kinds.
Okay. All right. Have you guys played there before?
Bear Trap's played there once before, and I think all of us have played there maybe a couple other times in different groups.
Oh, okay. So it's been around for a while then. Okay. That's a cool place. Now, let's see. Were you guys going to be going on tour? Or I thought I remember something like that. Is there any other shows that you got coming up soon?
We don't have a tour, but we're releasing an album in January. I believe the date is January 14th. So keep a lookout for that. You can find us on Facebook. If you just look up Bear Trap, you'll find a cartoon purple bear.
Where'd you guys record it at?
We just kind of recorded it in the Wayne State studio. They were nice enough to let us, you know, do it there. And they used to have like contractual obligations that wouldn't allow us to do that, but now they've kind of opened it up a little bit and they allowed us to go in there, and they gave us, you know, we knew the engineer really well who did it. His name is Jake Halkey, phenomenal guy, phenomenal engineer, and he did a wonderful job working on it with us.
Now, you guys are you didn't all meet at Wayne State Jazz, you kind of just came together afterwards, or am I wrong on that?
Well, most of us have been playing together at Wayne State. David Dunham, Jeff Cooney, Stuart Lyons, and myself, Jason, have been at Wayne, and we all got to meet each other and grow musically there. And Stuart had known Tristan the longest, and we all had been on hits with Tristan here and there. So we came to know him, and luckily he wanted to come join us.
Yeah, this group allows us to play, you know, and to stretch in ways that we, you know, aren't usually allowed to play, you know. Most of us just play jazz around town, so, you know, you're kind of held into, you know, what's expected out of jazz, you know. Mm-hmm. But this group allows us to explore all our other little influences and stuff.
Okay. You guys want to get in some more music?
Yeah.
All right, what's this next one called? Treehouse?
It's called Treehouse. It's a composition by myself, Tristan Capel.
All right, let's hear it. 89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. Live from Studio J, we have Bear Trap in there with us. And now, Tristan, you said that you wrote that song, right?
Yes.
Now, how does that kind of go with you? Do you have everything kind of playing in your head and it's just a matter of communicating it? Or how does that work?
This particular song was one that I wrote several years ago and never really took seriously. It was kind of something I wrote on piano. It's kind of pop sounding. Never really thought I would actually like play it with a group, but I decided just to write it down and bring it in. So
you started out writing it on piano, and then you've kind of translated it into the saxophone, or?
Yeah, sometimes songs just come to me on piano, less often than they used to now. But so, like I said, that I wrote that several years ago. I just decided to write it down, like how I would play it on piano, and then we just interpreted the piece as is.
Now, how many instruments do you play? Jazz musicians are kind of known for being very versatile with what they play, but how many other ones do you play?
I play all saxophones, flutes, clarinets, and I'm pretty proficient at piano, although I can't read very well on it.
And you're how old?
22.
Jeez, not many 22-year-olds can say they play that many instruments. What about next to you? How many? Do you only play woodwinds, or do you have...
I'm about the same as Tristan on what I could claim that I play. I did a little bit less than piano. He plays much better piano than I do. But, yeah, I try to keep it up. I play some bass also. So,
All right, let's go around the room a little bit. Do you play any more instruments, or is it just guitar?
It goes in cycles for me, kind of. I used to be actually a classical trumpet player, like playing classical music, but I sort of gave that up for pursuing jazz on the guitar, and so that's like kind of all that I do now, I guess. It's just guitar.
That's a heck of a difference.
A little bit,
How'd you go from saxophone to guitar?
Well, I started playing trumpet in high school.
Sorry.
Oh, that's good. I started playing trumpet in high school, and I just sort of like really enjoyed it. But I also have been playing guitar since I was like a really little kid. So it came to a point where it's like, well, what am I actually best at? And so I think this was the right choice.
All right. What about the upright bass player here?
Definitely bass, but then I also mess around with guitar and drums and piano, although I wouldn't call myself a professional player on those by any means, but yeah.
Okay. What about Stuart?
Well, it's kind of the same as Jeff. Obviously the drums are my main instrument, and I dabble in piano, but I'm not nearly as good as Tristan or Jason at it. I write most of my music on piano, though, but then I play bass, and I played guitar in high school in a punk band, and yeah.
Okay.
You know, I still keep pull up those instruments every once in a while and play them, and it's nice, you know.
Okay. Now, I'm having a brain fart here. How about we get into some more music? I had another question, but I forgot what it was. What's the next song that you kind of have queued up for us?
Yeah, so the next one is a tune by Jeff. He actually wrote this one. It's called Clarium. It's probably, I would say, the most, like, jazz kind of sounding number that we probably brought in today, honestly. This one swings pretty hard, and it's
you're saying this song is more jazzy than the other jazz playing?
Yeah. This one swings.
Okay, cool. Whenever you guys are ready. Thank you. That song was Treehouse by Bear Trap. They're here live in Studio J. And let's talk about that record that's coming out in January. How long did it take to record it?
We did it over the course of two sessions. We did one in October and one in November.
How long were the sessions?
Probably about 7 hours each, but there's a lot of messing around going on.
So 14 hours of music is essentially recorded, but how much of that actually made it to the record?
Well, you know, about 10 hours of music and four hours of just, you know, playing.
Having fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would say I think with the amount of the takes that we like, the best ones that we have, I think it's like right around 45 minutes.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Now, how is it being released? Is it going on a CD, digital? Do you have a vinyl coming out?
We wish.
Yeah, we're going to have physical CD copies as well as online release.
Okay.
What ones are we trying to go through? Are we...
That last one's actually on the record, right?
Yeah, the last one that we just played is on the record. The first two that we played are brand new. The first time that we've actually played them out in public.
I feel honored.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What ones are we going through online? Is it just Spotify and iTunes?
Oh, yeah. Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, pretty much all of them, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Now, how did the writing process work? Did you all bring in like an equal amount of songs, like you divided it up, or was there kind of like a moment? Basically, what I'm asking is like, what moment did you guys decide to go into the studio to record music?
I think we knew early on. I think we did like right away. Once we had a couple rehearsals, we were like, man, we got to get this stuff, you know, recorded. And we all brought tunes. I brought a couple. I think everyone brought at least two.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll bring in stuff, and whatever kind of clicks is what we kind of go with, it seems like.
Okay. You want to get into some more music? It's what, 5:26 right now, so you guys got plenty of time.
Yeah. So I think the next one we're going to do is, it's Triss's tune. You want to talk about it?
Sure. Yeah, this next one is a piece of mine. It's called It's Complicated. I believe the title is appropriate, and you may be able to tell from listening.
All right. Let's hear it. Bless you. We'll be right back. 89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. We have Bear Trap in studio with us, and that, I can't remember the title of that song that you just played. What was that called?
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Yeah, my memory is a little complicated, so sorry about that.
No, you're good, man.
You're good.
Now, I'm a little hung up on the songwriting, but I noticed you guys have some sheet music in front of you. So do you play every single note that's in front of you, or is there a little improv happening in any of the music?
There's quite a bit of improvisation. Basically, what we have in front of us is for, you know, the harder tunes that are, or the tunes that are harder to remember or new that we haven't really got under yet. That's basically just the outline of what's there, and then most of everything else is improvised.
Okay.
Now, yeah, we try to memorize all of it. Just some of these tunes are either new or we haven't touched them in a while. So, like the last one we just played, Tristan's tune, that one's on the record as well, and that one. You know, we're still trying to, the melody is really complicated, you know. But the whole middle section where, like, the guitar was playing and when Tristan was playing before the melody came back in, that's all improvised.
Okay. All right. So you guys are playing tonight at Spread Art. That's on Rosa Parks. And do you have a favorite place that you'd like to play around Detroit or maybe even around Michigan or something?
Yeah, Cliff Bell's is awesome. We got Ziggy's in Ypsilanti has given us tons of breaks. He's wonderful. That place, they always have sweet music there, but he always has us out.
I'm seeing a lot of people.
Twice or three times at least.
Yeah, Dolores as well in Ypsilanti.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Fire Music Mondays at Trixie's. It's always good for us.
Okay.
Yeah, Fire Music Mondays is like an avant-garde improvisers thing. It's run by a drummer named David Hurley. But he's nice enough to have us out and we play, you know, our more avant-garde kind of tunes, you know.
Okay. Is there a dream place that you guys ever wanted to play? I mean, that could be a different answer for everyone, so.
Electric Forest.
Electric Forest. Are they still taking submissions, or have they?
Hopefully.
Did they release the lineup yet? People are freaking out that they haven't heard the lineup yet.
Not yet. We just sent in a submission, like, not even a week ago.
Yeah, we're sending in a bunch of stuff, like the Hash Bash and all sorts of different stuff, you know. We're trying to get people, you know, listening to our music, and we think there's an audience for it, so.
Oh, absolutely. Well, are we going to go around the room, or is it Electric Forest for everybody?
One would like to think so, but probably not.
No Lincoln Centers or anything like that?
What's yours, Jason?
Mine? Oh, man, probably your backyard. Oh, okay. We haven't done one of those yet.
We play with parties, bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. An avant-garde bar mitzvah.
Detroit Jazz Festival would be cool. Okay. The Detroit Jazz Fest.
That would be cool. We're gonna send our record into them this year, and hopefully they like it. You know.
Yeah, that'd be a great place to see you guys.
There's two more bands on the lineup tonight too. We forgot to mention first band that's playing is Characteristics. They're a synth pop band based out of Detroit. Then after that, it's a duo of two jazz musicians we know. It's called Space Junkie. That features Jacob Schwant and Jake Shaddett.
Okay.
Yeah, bad dudes.
You guys have played with them before, or is this the first time?
This will be the first time as them playing as a duo under that name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we played with them. Jake went to, both of them went to Wayne State, actually. So we you know, they're a few years older than all of us, but we all know them and have, you know, hang in the same circles with them and stuff.
Okay. Let's see, the record's out in January, was it, did you say 14th?
Yep.
Okay. Did I already ask how long it took to record that? Yeah. Yeah, it was two sessions, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, my memory's horrible. You want to get in some more music?
Yeah. We can do that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this next one is a tune of mine. And actually, Jason helped me out a little bit with it as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't
give him credit
as well. Yeah, most of the tune is just kind of based off this vamp that I wrote a few years back and really liked and had no one to play it with, kind of, and also like a tone row out front. But I was kind of stumped for some melodies, so Jason gave me he heard the tune, we played it for him, and then he wrote on the spot, like improvised a couple melodies, and then just kind of handed them to me, and then I just arranged them around, you know, as I felt it should be.
Is there a vetoing process when it comes to bringing songs together, or is there a point where you're just like, no, I don't want that, play this song, or anything like that? Are you guys pretty collective?
Yeah, there really hasn't been any, you said veto, nature-ish any type things going on yet. So
yeah, well, there's been like a meltdown that's happened a couple times.
Oh, let's hear about that. That makes all meltdowns make great radio.
Oh, yeah, fists went flying.
Chairs were thrown.
Oh yeah, chairs were thrown. Couches were overturned.
How about we get some music? I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
So this one's called A Closer Look, and you will find. So this one's on the record as well.
Thank you.
is that the electronic stuff you were talking about that you do?
Some of it.
That was a great song. Now, when it comes to the record, were there any like major influences that you kind of went in, that you had in mind that you went in with, or was it kind of like afterwards that you noticed there were some influences or anything like that?
I think like the singular influence, I think, within the group is kind of like the free jazz movement in the early 60s led by Ornette Coleman. That's probably the singular biggest influence on the music, where it's not about, we're not really beholding to a certain tradition. We're playing kind of what sounds good necessarily. That's kind of like the whole philosophy, you know? And then there's all sorts of stuff. I know, Tristan, we could go around the room with this, I guess.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I guess, like, for me, I listen to a lot of contemporary music, a lot of, you know, free improvisation, as well as, you know, a lot of early 60s jazz. I mean, I've gotten into Paul Motion recently, the drummer for the Bill Evans Trio in the early 60s. I really like his music, and then metal and electronic and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, metal and jazz, what a combination.
Yeah, our record is pretty eclectic, and I don't think any of us really found ourselves beholden to any image from the past. Each of our compositions are very unique to the individuals in the group. And for myself, the two compositions of mine that are on the record, one is influenced mainly by Indian classical music, and the other, I would say, you know, Steve Coleman, who's a, you know, modern jazz saxophonist, kind of math jazz. And Rudrish Mahanthapa is an Indian saxophonist that really inspires me.
Okay.
I would say coming out of high school and early college for me was mostly like classic rock. That's what was always on in my house most of the time, between what my parents were listening to and all that. So that's kind of where I came from. And then into college, I started studying sort of quote-unquote jazz tradition, as in the bebop and traditional idiom trad, quote-unquote.
Okay.
Idioms. So I came from that and sort of followed that lineage up through, you know, anybody like the Brecker Brothers or something like that, up to the funk age. That's where most of my influences come from. And I think, are we playing Getting Through It?
Yeah, we're going to play Getting Through It here.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll hear some of those influences in one of my tunes that we'll play for you in a minute.
Okay. And what about the jazz guitar?
Like Jason had just said, when I started at Wayne State, I was very involved in learning about the classic jazz and bebop idiom, and so that's what I spent a lot of my time on. But then I started finding more contemporary jazz artists like Kurt Rosenwinkel and Alan Holdsworth, and those two alone are still major influences of mine. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of metal music. Specifically a band called Meshuggah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Meshuggah.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say at least two of the compositions that I've brought in for this group are influenced, at least not so much by the rhythmic aspect of Meshuggah, but the almost serialist harmonic aspect of their music, sort of like atonality.
I've never heard anybody make that comparison before. That's incredible. What about Jeff?
Yeah, my influences with this band come from my years at Wayne State, like intensely studying jazz and then trying to reach back to where I started out when I was younger in high school, playing like a lot of like funk and hip hop and, you know, Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, all that stuff. So I was trying to mix all those worlds together.
So what year did you pick up the giant bass?
I picked that up when I was about 21, and I'm 29 now. So it's newer compared to electric bass and things like that.
He's okay. The old head in the group.
Yeah.
All right. So
the wisdom, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, more like the great beard.
Yeah.
Now, is there any other like local musicians that you guys kind of like really like or follow around a little bit? Or
oh yeah, Vincent Chandler comes to mind almost immediately. He's a professor at Wayne. He plays trombone. He's absolutely amazing. He might be one of my favorite people to listen to. Just his whole concept is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the same will extend to pretty much any Detroit veteran. I mean, we're all pretty much on the scene, so we get to hang with people like John Douglas or James Hughes, Zen Zajovic, you know, Russ Miller, Chris Collins, Rob Pfeiffer, whoever you want to name, the people that are sort of in the know of the jazz crowd, I would consider all immediate influences of us.
Okay. Let's see here. We got about 14 minutes left, 13 minutes left. So, you guys got, how many more songs do you think you got?
We got one of Jason's, and then we could play out on another one. Yeah, Landmarks or something.
If you want to go over a little bit, I can, yeah, we can do that too.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
All right, cool.
Jason, take this one away.
All right. Yeah, this tune will be getting through it, and it's sort of a modified New Orleans street beat.
Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. Now, I'm pretty much out of the typical questions, so I like to ask people about some stories that are happening with their, like, any awkward situations where you guys played a show and it was, at the end, you were just like, wow, that was incredibly weird and awkward. Like, one time I had people tell me that they played at Art Van, and it was like people selling couches right next to them and like yelling over their music so they could sell the couch. You have anything like that where it was just really weird?
Well,
that's why I'm asking.
Luckily we haven't, I don't think we've come across any situational distress like that. But there was a few times where we played, like in particular one in Ipsy we were playing, and the first set went fine, and by the end of the second set, this is about halfway, most of the way in the summer, we got through the rest of the gig, and it was like, man, we just weren't lining up with each other, and it felt super weird internally on the bandstand. But as far as externally, I don't think we've had too much yet. Every place we've been, every crowd that's been with us have been pretty supportive and attentive, and it's been really nice.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there goes that question. All right, so
we can make one up for you.
Yeah, let's make one up. So
who's this guy?
It happened to be in an Art Van. But all right, let's see. You guys got about 6 minutes left, so you can find your music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. And was there Bandcamp?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. Just look up Bear Trap. You'll see the purple bear. Give us a like. Keep up to date with us. Our record drops January 14th, and then we will be on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, and all the obscure ones, too, that okay. I can't think of right now.
All right. So then you got your show tonight at, I had it right here in front of me.
Spread Art,
that's right.
Yeah, and
that's,
Spread Art, doors at 8 p.m.
Okay. And two other people that are with you is going to be Space Junkies and
Characteristics.
All right. So, yeah, let's hear this last tune.
All right, so this last one, we played it here last time we were here, but we'll do it again. It's one of our favorites. It's a tune by our guitar player, David. It's called Landmarks.
Oh, yeah, I play that all the time on my show.
Oh, nice. You could consider this a theme,
Bear
Trap theme.
This is probably the first song we actually rehearsed.
I think so.
Oh, really? All right, that's really interesting.
Here goes nothing. Thank you.
broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
I know who you are.
This is Jonathan Weigel, host of Songwriter Symposium. 2018 Detroit Music Award winner Emily Rose has just released her new studio record called Wake Up Brave. Emily will be joining me live in studio this coming Sunday to talk about songwriting.